Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Let's keep removing. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump part day brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it out.
So, Hunter, have you ever used the turlet as a place to get away, just to escape reality and just relax?
Yeah. Plenty of times. Especially there was one time where I served way back in the day and occasionally just go sit on the toilet and
God, I hate these people.
Oh, yeah, your soup's not hot enough? You old bag? Fine.
Then I'd walk out with a big smile on my face. How are you?
It's a good spot. It's a good spot to get away. And honestly, you're not alone because 22% of people in a recent survey said that it is the only place they can get some peace and quiet at home. 33% said they enjoy the calmness of the bathroom. 36% said they've been spending more time in the bathroom than ever before. And a whopping 68% said the bathroom has a positive impact on their mood. That's right. Mm-hmm. That is right.
You know, the lot of bathroom reading, too. I got to have something there to at least look at, you know.
And
I don't know if you've ever sat down in my bathroom, Brock, but I have a life hack book that is sitting there right in front of you. It's a survival hack book, I should say.
See, I think the turlet magazines or books have gone to the wayside because of smartphones. Because think about it now. Dude, my bathroom time has increased tenfold because of smartphones. Like, I can't remember the last time I've gotten up and not had my legs be asleep. Just because you're in there and you're like, oh, man, it's been 30 minutes. What have I been doing?
30 minutes.
I've been scrolling Facebook, man. Yeah. Scrolling. Yeah.
Our friend Bree came out of my bathroom the other day, and she's like, oh, that's nice. I know how to use a carabiner now in the woods for a pulley system to trap a rabbit. Thank you for that, Hunter.
The one thing I couldn't get behind is here at the work office, we got rid of it, the toilet here, but we had a magazine rack with magazines there. I'm like, there's no way I am touching those magazines. Are you kidding me?
No.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
A lot of things flying around in that bathroom. Yeah,
no. But, hey, if you need to unwind, just hit the turlet. Just hit the turlet. Speaking of maybe needing to use the bathroom, have you ever had a food hangover, eating a little too much?
Apparently,
it's a real thing. According to a new survey, it's pretty common. 60% of those surveyed said that they regularly wake up with food hangovers or stomach cramps due to late-night snacking. I'm going to say, though, dude,
100%.
There's nothing better than waking up after a fat nap after just eating a massive carb-loaded meal. Oh!
You know, here's what I'm telling you. It's late night snacking, Brock, and there's something about it. They always told you, don't eat before you go to bed. Yep. Your stomach doesn't digest, which is true in a sense. It digests slower. It doesn't completely stop. So don't listen to anybody who says it stops. But, man, seriously, it sits in your stomach. You wake up, and there's a reason you feel like trash in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm a victim of it.
Oh, you
and
did.
I try not to do it. I try not to eat at night, but it's so hard.
You're the king of
it. It is so hard not to snack.
I can't tell how many mornings, like, Hunter literally wakes up and goes, dude, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
How many times have you been late to the morning show because you've had to take care of business because
of
what you're
doing? Take care of business. There's sometimes I'll just be like, I don't feel like I got to throw up, but I know I have to because I have a food hangover.
So, yeah, folks, just be careful. Next time you pound down that, you know, huge plate of rigatoni or spaghetti or, massive thing of spare ribs, you're going to pay for it later. You're going to pay for it later.
Pay for it dearly.
All right. So, tearlets and food hangovers. That's your morning dump, part D. The Plan B.